to the show. Thank you for going on. So, yeah, how's the tour been going so far?
It's been going wonderfully well. I love supporting. Half hour set, lovely times, time for dinner, beautiful crowds. Yeah, the pressure's off, I guess. So it's just a great way of seeing the country.
Yeah. That's interesting. So we saw you at Dot to Dot Festival. Is the set list similar tonight or is it a different type of...
I guess with a support slot, you just get a tiny amount of time. So you've got to really try and encompass the whole, your whole thing in 30 minutes. So it will be probably noisier than normal. And I've slipped a couple of new ones in there as well.
Okay, interesting. So is there a new album on the way or...?
Oh yeah, there's always a new album on the way.
When can we expect some new music?
Not for a long time. I mean, I'm still in the writing process, but it's good to sort of flesh them out at opportunities like this because, you know, no one really cares what you do. And that's really great. So, yeah, we'll see if they like them.
So when you're deciding your set list, because it's a support set list, what was your thought process behind putting this set list together? It's half an hour.
Well, you've got to have a mix of everything, so from the old school stuff to your most recent. Saying that, it's more recent things because I've got, I guess, progressively louder and more confident, so that stuff seems to stick better live. And then if I have my usual headline, it will go back down to the acoustic and I will be a quiet mouse. But yeah, I guess I do both.
Yeah, so you learned bass for the new album, The Flora Fauna. So how did that change the way you kind of created your music?
Well, it was a duo sort of process, and it was an accident, the sound that came out. I bought a bass one night and then decided to learn bass by not learning it and just writing on it. And I guess that forged it sort of cemented the way of the album sound, and its roots weren't in acoustic land anymore.
Mm. You say you've got heavier as you've gone on. Do you reckon it's going to keep getting heavier? Like, how do you see your sound progressing?
Rock. No, I mean, those are my absolute limits, to be honest. I think my heart is always very much, back to my creative influences and stuck in the 70s and... the art of songwriting in its core.
Mm-hmm. So who would you say are kind of similar artists to you? Because we both really love your music, but we're not too familiar with that kind of genre of indie, like that kind of more acoustic type. So what would you say?
Well, what would you say?
I mean, I love Palace, but apart from that, I'm trying to find similar artists to you, but I've struggled a bit, so...
I just don't think it's a good way of... Artists are always grouped together for some reason. If you're female, you're grouped together... If you wear a dress, you're grouped together. If you're a punk band, you're grouped together in the scene of five punk bands that are going around in the same year. Even though they might say completely different things, they sort of get branched in this area. So I'm trying not to be attached to a genre. And for all my life, I've been a, songbird, songstress, indie folkstress, like that sort of stuff. And if I were a man, I just don't think I would get that label whilst playing the same music. So it's a tricky question, and I guess at the moment I'm getting ethereal grunge as the genre, but I don't really know who plays ethereal grunge other than maybe like Cocteau Twins. But again, that's just so far out from what I do, so I don't have an answer, basically.
No. So Ben likes Bombay Bicycle Club loads, and there was a remix of Liquid Love, wasn't there? Mr. Duke's remix. How did that come about? Are you like close friends or?
Yeah, he's a great friend. He offered and I said yeah, so that's how it went.
How do you know each other? Are you good friends or?
Oh, we just met at Three Music, obviously, and have sort of been in the same circles for a while, and he loves little projects and much prefers, I guess, the art of production and genres that aren't his own as little sort of tests. So it was his idea and it was really good. So, yeah.
What's your favourite of your songs and why?
Such an awful question. I really like Liquid Love. I think it was a really cool experiment and I've I don't know how to make a song like that again. There wasn't any formula, and I can't really compare it to an influence. So that was very fun. It was sort of a 20-minute trial with a little crappy keyboard and just looping everything round and round, and it became this feeling, which was really fun. So probably that one.
Okay. So you became famous as a child. So how did you find that when you were young, kind of having that fame? How did you deal with that?
Child fame.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say fame. I just happened to be a small child. It was really difficult. It was really mentally confusing doing two lives at the same time. Mm. And then figuring out that this was the leap that I needed to make. You know, I quite easily could have gone to uni and been the other side of this interview. So it was definitely an unconscious gamble, and I'm really happy just sort of quietly playing away. Mm. And the more I can depart from the age thing, the better, you know. But it'll probably last my whole life, I think. I will always be 12.
We've got some quick fire questions for you, if that's
cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first one, come on, Ben.
What's your pin?
My pin number. 1111.
Strokes or Arctic Monkeys?
Monkeys, definitely, okay. Yeah.
If you were a fruit, which fruit would you be?
I've often thought about this. Probably every couple of days when you're in the tour van. These are the sorts of things that go through your brain. It's either, for me, and I've examined this heavily, pear.
Yeah.
It's my shade of sage green that my eyes see everything in. Okay. You know, soft. Like to be soft, delicious, or raspberry for me, yeah.
What's the reason for raspberry?
I think they are sort of a bit weird, bit sort of unconventional shape, and you know, nice.
What's your favourite festival to play?
Green Man, I think.
Okay. I'm from Cardiff, so Green Man.
Cool. Yeah, there's something about it. It's setting the people there. There is not 1 ounce of a bad vibe. Mm. And usually festivals can be absolute carnage and full of awful, awful people that happen to like really soft music. It just doesn't make any sense. But here, everyone is a genuine friend and the lineup is always incredible. And now that we've got America coming back over here, this summer's going to be amazing. So, yeah. Yeah.
What's your dream collaboration, would you say?
I always say Kanye, but I can't say that anymore because he's gone away. He's out now. Possibly then, I really love rap and I really love hip hop, and those were sorts of my early musical listenings, as well as Nick Drake, John Martin, Joni Mitchell. So maybe like Kendrick. Or something. I think that would be really cool.
That would be an interesting mix. A night in or a night out?
A night in. Okay. Especially now, because I haven't had a night in 2 weeks. So, yeah, quietness is relished after a few days of constant companionship for me.
How has it been on tour with Palace? Do they interact with you a lot, or are you on your own more?
Yeah, we interact. They're really sweet guys. We're on the same label, so that's how we're bunched together. And I'll be singing with them tomorrow at Brixton.
Oh, nice.
And they're doing a really good job. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. Okay, well, thank you very much for the interview. We're really looking forward to the show. So, yeah, thank you for your time.
Nice.